Lookabout Lodge was built in, well, we're having our 75th anniversary next year. It was dedicated on June 5th, 1938. So we'll be 75 years old next year. And the history of Lookabout Lodge really began in the mid-20s with a group of science teachers who took a class from a gentleman named Ellis Persing at what was then called Western Reserve University, and now it is Case Western Reserve. And it was a summer class, and they were learning about the outdoors. They had so much fun, they didn't want it to end. So they decided to draw together folks interested as well in learning about the outdoors, and they created the Cleveland Natural Science Club. The group eventually grew to include people other than science professionals. So anyone interested in nature and interested in the outdoors and learning more about it. So the club grew and grew. When they started to have hundreds of members, they met at various locations, but their dream was always to have their very own clubhouse. And they did use another park house for a while, but again, it really wasn't their own. So they eventually went to what was then called the Cleveland Metropolitan Park Board and said, you know, you have this great little piece of land in South Chagrin. If you will let us kind of use that piece of land, and if you will apply to get WPA labor, we will fund the building and of this clubhouse. And then in return, also, they would do some trail work and offer programming and things like that. So that came to fruition. And it was this partnership where they built the lodge, and the WPA labor was gotten, and they did the work on site. The logs, it's all chestnut wood, so you can't really get it anymore. And the Science Club did some traveling, so they really loved the way the Yellowstone Lodge looked, and so they modeled it after that. And they have been meeting here ever since. So in 93, Cleveland Metro Parks kind of took over ownership, if you will, of Lookabout Lodge. And we were able to put staff here. And then in 2007, we received our designation as a federal historic building. So that was pretty exciting. That's kind of how the lodge came to be.